Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, Best Bets, Donkster. I'm already working on tomorrow's show. That's already for the weekend, I am. I'm working ahead. I'm handicapping. I'm looking for championship weekend bets, winners. Oh, I'm so excited. What are you doing today? What's going on in the Messenger Buchanan household? I like to get my daily updates. Is Blake working on her swing, off-season work, so she can improve upon her strong end of the season?
Well, it's like 28 degrees out. So, no, we're not spending time in the yard. The weather's been terrible lately. Like, I understand it's December, and, like, obviously it's winter, and it comes every year. But, like, it's still not fun. Like, it's depression season here in Tennessee. But today I'll probably take a nap and probably do more things to prepare for Blake's birthday party this weekend, because that's a big event in our household, and I have a lot to do, James.
What's the plan? Big birthday party, right?
Mm-hmm. She's doing it at one of these gymnastics places where you can rent out the facility, and they can run around on the trampolines and the ball pit. So it's going to be a fun time, and hopefully everything goes smoothly.
Oh, you're not going to make her vault and be like, you call that a landing? This is your birthday. I need you to stick it. I'm looking for a 10. We got the games coming up here in a couple years, and I need you on it.
I don't think they let them use the vault. Like, I don't think the 5 and 6 year olds
probably
are allowed to have, like, free reign of, like, the normal balance beam and the vault. Because there are some things you can get hurt in. Like, if I were to choose a sport for Blake, which she is very tall, so, like, I don't think gymnastics is ever going to be, like, a thing for her. But, like, gymnastics, there are some gnarly injuries in gymnastics where you hear, like, spinal cord injuries, neck injuries, and you see them flipping around, and it makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a dangerous sport.
You know what's crazy? And I know that's a summer Olympic sport. The Winter Olympics are going to be here soon. Like, you're already seeing the promotion on NBC. What is the start date? February 6th, the Winter Olympics start, which is wild to me. I love that they stagger the Olympics now, because remember, they used to be many moons ago in the same year, and now they stagger it where every 2 years you get an Olympic Games, which I love because I love the Olympics. But that's going to be here in a couple months.
The Winter Olympics, though?
Yeah.
Like, what do you get the most excited for? I used to like figure skating. Remember when that used to be a big deal? When, like, the Americans like had all these, like, big-name skaters? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, the Winter Olympics doesn't really get me going that much.
Really? I love the Winter Olympics. Like, the snow skiing is interesting. Ski jumping, cross-country skiing, curling. And then you have the figure skating, which I think can be fascinating to watch as well, because it's such a precise skill. I don't know. I love the Winter Olympics. It's going to be in Italy this year. I think I love the scenery too, more so than, like, I love the snow and the cold, not necessarily being outside in it, but there's something about it, I don't know, that brings me joy. And so I've snow skied enough in my time, haven't done it in forever, where I kind of appreciate it and really just took to it pretty quickly, because I grew up water skiing. Not the same, but the balance, I guess dynamics are sort of similar. I don't know. I love the Winter Olympics.
Well, I just, like, I can't name a single athlete. Like, maybe it's a PR problem, Because, like, think about the Summer Olympics and, like, how much PR goes into, like, the gymnasts and Simone Biles and even, like, Noah Lyles and, like, some of the track athletes to the point where, like, Lindsey Vonn doesn't do it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's not skiing these days. Is hockey an Olympic sport? Maybe that's where you can say, okay, oh, that would be really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. No question. So, who was I excited to see 2 years ago? Oh, Lindsay Jacob Ellis, the snowboarder, because she was the one of the best snowboarders of all time. And then she had that, it was such an awesome story where a few years ago, she tried to do that trick at the end of a run and fell and then didn't medal. Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing she had not accomplished in her entire career. Like, she's won a billion X Games titles and world championships. But then in the last Olympics, like, out of nowhere, she won, like, 2 gold medals and kind of completed that story. So I thought that was really cool. I don't know. I guess I'm being an Olympic nerd right now. They'll probably just throw Snoop Dogg everywhere in Italy again.
Oh, I think I've already seen the promos for him. But, like, as far as, like, the athletes go, is it, like, we need, like, some type of press tour. Like, I don't know, get them on, like, Watch What Happens Live or something. Or get them a box at an NFL game. Because, or you could do something with the NBA. Because, like, the Olympics is still on NBC, correct? Is that just for all eternity? Like, they always have the Olympics.
I can tell you, as someone who worked at NBC for a long time, it is the event. Like, when they purchased the rights to the Olympics, they overpaid by, like, $500 million or something crazy, or $200 million. It was a stupid number because it's so closely aligned with their brand that they never want to risk losing that, which I understand. Once you become synonymous with the brand, and what better brand to be associated with than the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and NBC. So it's very much a part of what they do. And so, yeah, I don't see that changing anytime soon when those rides come up.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't think I've ever watched the Olympics on any other network. And it feels like the only sport that that's been the case, because with the other sports, we've seen it change hands where, even though, like, Fox and CBS have always had NFL games, like, it's, you know, vacillate a little bit, because it used to be like Fox was the NFC and they'd always have like the Cowboys and the Packers and those games. And then CBS was the AFC. But now, like, those lines aren't drawn anymore. But, like, the Olympics feels very much like that and NBC are, like, two synonymous things.
Yes, and now Snoop Dogg, part of that equation. Who would have ever thought that was going to happen? All right, let's dig in and hand out some winners.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Chelsea. Nothing but dubs. Let's have a perfect night. What do you got?
All right, best bet of the night is projecting some upside for a Lions receiver. Going to go with Isaac to slot to go over 2.5 receptions tonight. A little juicy at minus 155, but I think he's going to see a bigger target share tonight, especially if Amon-Ra St. Brown does not play, which he is questionable in this game. So the Lions are banged up. They already don't have Sam Laporta. And plus, they're going to have to sling it this game. Total of 54.5 indoors going against the Cowboys offense. So I think that we see a bigger target share here. And plus, Tesla had a more involvement in the offense last week, had a 92% snap count with the offense, had two catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. And plus, he's a reliable end zone target. He only has six catches this year, but three of them are touchdowns. So with all those injuries to the receiving core and somebody who is a physical mismatch for a defense that already is not very good, because here's the thing, from the jump, you should be playing somebody from the Lions receiving core simply because the Cowboys are giving up the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So I'm going to go with a low number for somebody who I think has a high upside in this game. Let's go Isaac Tesla over 2.5 catches.
All right, I'm going to go George Pickens over 75 receiving yards. It is minus 155. If you want to reduce the juice and go to a more accurate number, you can find it over 77 and a hook. George Pickens has been an animal this season for the Cowboys. What a pickup he has been. And you can throw in the Lions secondary. Lions secondary ranked 17th in the NFL. It's like Chris Mack was saying in the previous segment, this is a contract year for George Pickens. So it's not a coincidence that he's balling out. Dak Prescott has been awesome this season. And also, when you look at the trends here, George Pickens has hit this number in seven straight games, including eight of his last nine. Again, you can throw on Detroit, and George Pickens hasn't just been getting this number against bad defenses. He's done it against the Chiefs, and he's done it against the Broncos as well. I think we see a lower scoring game tonight, but it doesn't matter to me. Pickens is going to get his over 75 yards, minus 155.
Yeah, I think you should clarify 75 plus. So if it lands 75, you have a winner.
Yes,
I don't know. Correct. If you can find a 77.5, definitely take that. But the lowest number I can find as far as, you know, his normal over-under is 81.5. I'm going to hit that for minus 115 over at BetMGM, best number I could find. A lot of the same handicap for me. Like, you look at the numbers for George Pickens, and for a while you were getting a bargain because he would have lower props than CeeDee Lamb. Now it's not really the case, but you look at the numbers, and he's almost usurped CeeDee Lamb in production. 88, 146, 144, 79, and 78 in his last five games. So I think it's a solid play. And the Cowboys are going to have to sling it if they want to keep up with an explosive Lions offense. So I think George Pickens is a very solid play. I'll go over 81.5.
All right. Well, good luck, Chelsea. Let's get some dubs tonight. Guess who's here? Back, and I was going to say better than ever. Let's just say that he's back. It is the Donkster. All right, Donkster, get on in here. What's going on?
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm not coming back. This wildfire is crazy.
What?
I said I'm not coming back.
Is this a Serena Williams bit? When did you ever leave anything?
Dad, do you know how many times I've snuck away in the middle of the night leaving someone else's barn? Well, I'm not coming back!
Well, that makes sense. Do you have a bet?
Yes! Lakers at the Raptors!
Do you have a side?
Raptors minus 2.5 in Toronto.
Good job. Look nice and cozy there. Got the fire, little pillow in the chair. Donkster's upgrading. Makes me want to sit in front of the fire. Oh, we're close to it. The weekend's almost here.
Yeah, we got the Donkster Yule Log. So in case you get tired of the normal Yule Log on YouTube, you can purchase the Donkster's version. We need to find a way to put that on YouTube.
Yeah, but instead of like the crackling fire, you just get hee-haws the entire time, and you're like, all right. I can listen to this for about 10 seconds, then I'm going to change the channel. Don't you change that channel, because Bet Sweats is coming up next. That is going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's been a great Thursday. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on all of your bets, and hope you have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.